Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, April 17th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Grammy-winning musician Brad Davis of Commerce. Birthdays. Born on this day in 1894, Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. Playwright Thornton Wilder, born April 17th, 1897. CBS and ABC News broadcaster Harry Reisner, born this day in 1923. On this day in history, April 17th, 1970, ill-fated Apollo 13 limps home from its nearly disastrous moon mission. The capsule carrying the three astronauts parachuted into the ocean. From CBS.
We can see the...
Those are the names. Look at that. Those are the three names. That's the best sight.
Practically on the side.
Oh, boy.
Beautiful sight to see. From here.
Round of applause as Apollo 13 on main chute.
Chutes are open right on the...
April 17th, 1961. It seems ill-fated is the term of the day. The ill-fated Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba begins.
At the United Nations, Cuban Foreign Minister Roa accused the United States of unleashing a war of invasion. Roa says the invading soldiers trained in Florida. But Ambassador Stevenson makes a quick denial.
These charges are totally false. The United States has committed no aggression against Cuba.
In the Guatemalan foothills, there's a mysterious training depot where some of the raiders may have been based.
On this day in 1964, 50 years ago today, the Ford Mustang hits the streets.
Coming April 17th, the unexpected, the new Ford Mustang. Brilliant new kind of car. A new generation of Fords for the new breed of Americans who want stick shift action and room for four. Who want the elegance of a European touring car and till now had to settle for basic transportation. This is for them. This is Mustang.
Number one on the charts this day in 1966, it's Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers, with You're My Soul and My Inspiration.
Girl, I can't let you do this. Let you walk.
On the KETR events calendar, Relay for Life is back. This year's relay will follow the theme of Survivor and will take place at The Grid behind Whitley Hall. There'll be food, games, a DJ, and Zumba classes throughout the night. The relay will kick off at 7 p.m. on Friday, April 25th, and will last until 7 a.m. on Saturday, April 26th. Come enjoy the activities and help support the battle against cancer. All proceeds go toward the American Cancer Society. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Grammy Award-winning guitarist, singer, songwriter, producer, Brad Davis, who calls Commerce home. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Our thought for the day, Brad, is from the Greek philosopher Plato, who said, music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything.
Man, that's cool.
Great. You should engrave that.
I think I'm going to do it.
Above the door of your studio. First of all, I want to ask you about something that we've talked about a bit with the mayor, John Bilotti, and that is a new facility coming to town called Tipitina's, which is based in New Orleans, based in Louisiana, but they're coming in with a music facility in Commerce in the old A.L. Day Elementary School building. And what's your point of view on that?
Well, the mayor came by. It was really, really kind to come by and kind of ask, is it going to hurt your business? I said, no, it's great. The more the merrier. And I'm not really sure if it's going to be stamped as a Tipitina's facility yet. I know he's behind it. I got a little bit of indication it may maybe have some kind of a Commerce name according to the rehearsal thing, but it's going to be rehearsal studios and lockers for gear for bands. Kind of an odd place to see it in, but it's kind of cool. And it's going to have possibly, a refreshment area and a little bit of an accessory area to buy things. And a great building for it. It's a good structure. You know, the school's been sitting vacant. I don't know how long.
Oh, 20 years or so, more than that, probably.
So what a cool thing. I know he goes into areas that are depressed, and he does this type of thing, and it helps the community a lot. And I know they've got a – I'm not sure what's behind all this. I know there's some stuff politically that I don't know a lot about why he got into this area, but it's good to have him.
And the mayor was concerned about would this have an effect, a bad effect, on your recording studio, which is in downtown Commerce. But basically you're saying the more the merrier, and the idea of critical mass and bringing more musicians into the area.
Sure. I mean, it's such an odd thing to have a facility like that in Commerce, but there's so much talent. Hensley's from the East Texas. Don Henley's from the East Texas area. So is Blake Shelton's wife. Colin Ray's from this area. I mean, there's a lot of talent from this area. So maybe I've just didn't know that for a long time, and I'm just now realizing that. So it seems maybe quite the thing to happen here.
Well, we're talking with Brad Davis, who is our Grammy Award-winning musician who resides in the Commerce area, has a recording studio in downtown Commerce. And really, the mayor needn't be too concerned about your business down there, because you tell me you're very, very busy and have a lot going on down there right now.
John Mark, we're the busiest we've been since I've been in the business. I'm serious. I mean, it was very slow last year, and then we signed an agreement with Shonda Rhimes Productions out of Denison. She's the lady who first started to help Carrie Underwood get her wings as a singer and train her as a performer. And then she went on to Nashville, and so she contracted with us to deal with a studio who would allow them to come in once we got the artists in, and they could be part of the process and not just be left out. Most studios would say, you can't come in, we're done, we've got your artist, and we'll take care of him from here. And I told them, come on in, be part of the process. You've got a vested interest, and you love these kids. And so kids from 16 to 22, somewhere right in there, they're working with, and they're going to pitch them to major labels. And this is really exciting. So we've got 11 records in production right now, actually 12, because we just took on another record last week. So it's crazy busy.
Now, is that 11 songs, or is that 11 separate, what you and I would call albums?
It's 11 10-song projects.
Wow.
Well, really, we got 12, because we took this other record. So I'm not sure how we're going to get it all done. It's going to be a lot of coffee, but it's going to be fun, though.
Well, we can supply you with that. But, wow, and these are all young folks.
These are all young artists, and I'm tied in. I've been asked to be the band leader. I don't know if I told you this, for the new Louisiana Hayride Home of Rock and Roll TV show, which will start filming in October. And that's going to open up a little bit of a portal, because we're going to look for new artists, and we don't have time to look for new artists. So Shonda Rhimes Productions actually scours the countryside looking for these kids and trains them and nurtures them. And so they're going to be our AAA ball team on the ground, basically, for the portal to the TV show, which will start in October.
And where will that be shot?
This can be shot in the brand new auditorium downtown Shreveport, where Elvis first shook his hips, the same original.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty cool.
In Shreveport.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. Well, you know what? We're about out of time, so why don't you get rigged up there real quickly and play us out of this thing. And here's Brad Davis, by golly. Brad, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.